We got them.
If you say so.
The sun is gone.
Yeah.
It's gone. Oh my God.
Now look up there.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Hi there, it's WAMC News Director Ian Pickus. And on this episode of the WAMC News Podcast, what we saw when the sun was covered up. Well, you may have had your fill of eclipse stories after we experienced totality here in the Northeast. But before we say goodbye to the solar eclipse of 2024, I want to bring you our special broadcast from Tupper Lake on Monday. My colleague Sarah LaDuke and I headed to the Totality in Tupper event hosted by the Adirondack Sky Center and Observatory. The location was one of the official spots for NASA during the eclipse and brought thousands of families, students, and astronomers to the area. If you had a cloudy view or didn't get to see this year's eclipse, here's what we saw on Monday.
It's 3 p.m. on Monday, April 8th, 2024. Good afternoon and welcome to WAMC Northeast Public Radio's broadcast of the Total Solar Eclipse. I'm Sarah LaDuke.
And I'm Ian Pickus. We are coming to you live from inside the blue line of the Adirondack Park in Tupper Lake, New York, on the campus of L.P. Quinn Elementary, which is one of the sites for the Adirondack Sky Center and Observatory's Totality in Tupper community-wide event. I wish you could see what I'm seeing right now.
As you've been hearing for days, if not weeks or longer, much of the Adirondack Park is in the path of totality during today's complete solar eclipse. Towns south of where we are in Tupper Lake have already experienced their moment out of the sun.
And here it is, an impressive scene. There is a field of, I think, thousands of people, families who have gathered to see totality, which will happen within the next half hour in this part of the country. We've been fairly lucky today with the weather. It's a nice, beautiful spring day, and the clouds have cooperated for the most part. And now I think most people have their eclipse glasses on.
It's hard to read the script with these on.
It is. As I said, I'm doing a little bifocal thing, but with my eye on the sun right now, about half of the sun is covered by the moon. We are seeing the total solar eclipse, and we have a safe view of it. For people who are watching us on Facebook Live, thanks for joining us, and those on the radio station as well. I want to tell you that none of this would have been possible without our first guest today, who is joining us at the table, the president of the Sky Center, Seth McGowan. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
The main event may last for mere minutes and is mere minutes away, but since Friday evening, the Adirondack Sky Center and Observatory has been presenting guest speakers, indoor planetarium visits, citizen scientist data collection, live views through professional solar telescopes, and more as part of this huge celebration that has been Totality in Tupper.
The Adirondack Sky Center and Observatory is the only public astronomy-based organization in the Adirondacks, and Seth is a participant in NASA's Eclipse Ambassador Program. All day long, people have been coming up to our table thinking we're NASA. No, it's right next door, and Seth, so thank you so much for having us.
You are so welcoming. We can hardly believe it. It's been marvelous.
Yeah, well, you know, look at the faces. It's wonderful. And your faces, too. I wish that people could see. You look like you're having a great time.
We are having
That's the great idea.
So where does your interest in space, in planets, begin? How do you find yourself here, and how do you become a NASA Eclipse Ambassador?
Well, it is not a direct path. You know, I was a music teacher originally in the school district and became administrator and so forth, and retired a few years ago as the superintendent of schools. But while I was the principal of the elementary school, one of the founding members of the Adirondack Sky Center and Observatory came to the elementary school and did a talk with the kids and did a little planetarium show. And boy, that just sparked my excitement about it. It didn't take much.
Tell us more about the partnership with NASA today. You have a big screen, and we've been seeing other localities from Texas on Northeast experiencing their own totality as we get ready here.
Yes, they have got their NASA TV and their YouTube channel and so forth. So they're streaming from 12 sites across the North America, starting in Mexico when it first hits land. And we are one of the sites that has been selected. We're number 11 on the path out. Maine has a site, and then it's out over the North Atlantic. So my relationship with NASA through the Eclipse Ambassador Program and the Astronomical Society of the Pacific just put me in the right conversations, and I took advantage of it for the benefit of Tupper Lake.
You have been answering countless questions from us and everybody on the grounds here today, it seems, but you've also been camped out in this tent next to us with this Mondo telescope. I'm sure that's the official word for it.
That is.
What kind of data have you been collecting? What sort of things have you learned today?
Well, I'm not collecting any data. Okay. I'm collecting the image, the actual video. It's live video that we're seeing of the moon moving across the surface of the sun. And actually, that's been on our screen too multiple times. The crowd loves to see, you know, local talent, and that our moon and sun today are our local talent. but those two telescopes are being picked up by NASA and being streamed through the NASA TV and across the globe. So that it's less scientific and more about engagement for the public to enjoy and see up close what's happening up there.
This has been obviously an event that's been planned for years, and the run-up has been so intense. Can you tell us a bit about what the Adirondack Sky Center does in this region and what this has meant for the community to fall in the line of totality today?
Sure. It's not just, it's not just dumb luck. I've been saying that eclipses are just geometry in space, because it's the lining up of orbits of the moon around the Earth and the Earth around the sun, and the tilts and the irregularities that happen up there. And, our normal outreach programs are, lectures and public programs, talks for schools, using our Star Lab, which is a portable planetarium that we take to school districts throughout the North Country. And our goal is to have people enjoy being part of the universe and not being intimidated necessarily by the folks with the folks that don't speak normal language to people. And so we try to demystify, everyone's place in the universe. And that's really our goal. An opportunity like this is such an emotional experience, and you can't help but feel like you're part of something bigger when you're here. So the lead up to this has really been all about that. We've certainly explained the science, but in every single program that I've provided, and there have been many, the conversation really is about what the feeling is, what the experience is, and people really seem to attach to that. And that really just hits our goals square on the head.
You were born in the Bronx. How did you find your way to Tupper?
I took a job teaching music. That was it.
Beautiful.
End of story. I wish it was more impressive than that, but
it is.
It's not.
You're a regular Mr. Holland and a NASA Eclipse Ambassador. It's incredible.
That's right.
Yeah. So what are you looking forward to as the rest of the day folds out?
Well, I want people to enjoy the experience. I'm looking forward to, the people that are using our app to capture their experience here and provide us the pictures. We've had drones flying around all day. We've got our Good Guys Productions, who's capturing video. We just have so many different angles that we're trying to capture. And I can't wait to see what some of that is. That's really going to be exciting,
You talked about how emotional this can be for people. I've been getting ready for this broadcast and have heard from a number of sources that there's a lot of crying during totality. People are, I guess it makes you think about things on a bigger scale.
Yeah, no, that's our goal, to make people cry.
One way or another, we'll get that done on this broadcast.
To make people cry.
That's exactly right.
You must have had to work with a tremendous amount of other community organizations to get this all set up in the whole area.
Yes, certainly, the Tupper Arts, the library here in Tupper Lake, the Wild Center, and the school district has been so generous to us and helping us get things out. Roost, which is just a fantastic asset for us here. You know, it's been a great opportunity to work together with everybody.
Seth, we know you have to get back to your monitors and telescopes, back to NASA.
Yeah.
So thank you again so much for hosting us. You've been just tremendously welcoming through the entire process, and we really appreciate you.
Well, I'm so glad to have you here, and maybe we'll be able to do some more stuff like this down the road.
I hope so.
Keep your calendar open for 2079, okay?
Yeah, 2079, okay.
All right, thank you, Seth.
All right, thank you very much. Take care.
We will return with WAMC's broadcast from Totality in Tupper after this short break. Thank you.
Support for WAMC comes from Coxsackie Dental Arts, a multi-specialty practice now partnered with Invisalign, helping patients smile with confidence. CoxsackieDentist.com. Dr. William Sarcino, podiatrist, with offices in Greenwich, New York and Bennington, Vermont, providing care and surgery for the foot and ankle, 802-442-2034. Harbrook Fine Windows, Doors, and Hardware, family-owned since 1955, featuring windows and doors by Marvin, traditional and contemporary Marvin Design Gallery Showroom, 47 Railroad Avenue, Albany, harbrook.com. And the Tang Teaching Museum and Art Gallery at Skidmore College, providing exhibits, public events, and educational programs for audiences in the Capital District and beyond, skidmore.edu/tang.
If you're just joining us, we are live from Totality in Tupper. I'm Ian Pickus, and I have to tell you, I'm looking through the eclipse glasses, and the moon is most of the way in front of the sun right now. I'm here with Sarah LeDuc, and it's total eclipse day. We've talked about it for months. Here we are.
We knew what was going to happen, and yet it is amazing. You can feel the temperature dropping now as most of the sun, the quality of light, if you look straight across the field, is changing. It's becoming closer, you know, to a sunset golden houry kind of light. And our next guest joining us on the air is an educator and trustee of the board of directors of the Adirondack Sky Center and Observatory. For 37 years, Gib Brown was an on-air meteorologist for WPTZ out of Plattsburgh, New York. I grew up in Saranac Lake, so Gib was one of my weather people growing up, and I'm incredibly excited that we confirmed one of the guys from my parents' favorite show, The Weather, to be on with us. Gib, thank you so much.
Well, thank you for having me. This is just so exciting. I'm 75 years old, and I've never seen a total eclipse.
Incredible.
And this is probably the last one I'll ever see in my life, and I'm just enthralled by the stuff that's going on. As you mentioned, the temperature's probably dropped here at least 10 degrees.
Noticeable.
And we're not even to the totality point yet. We're seeing a very thin little crescent of sun that the moon has not covered just yet. But what's really cool is in the next few minutes, as the moon continues to push across in front of the sun, we might just see a few other really interesting phenomena. Part of it, one of them is called Bailey's beads. And as the moon gets covering up the sun, on the very outer edges of the atmosphere, you might see these little, they look like little balls of light. We call those Bailey's beads. And then just after that, if everything works right, we should see the diamond ring effect before the moon completely covers the sun. Now, in order for that to happen, so many crazy things have to come into coincidence together to make this happen. The moon has to be the same size or a little larger than the sun. Now, of course, we know that the moon is so small, the sun is huge. But even though the sun is 400 times larger than the Earth, the moon is 400 times closer to the Earth. So they kind of cancel each other out, and therefore when you're looking at the sky, you're looking at two objects that appear to be exactly the same size. Now, what makes this eclipse so special is that in 2017, We had an eclipse, and it was a total eclipse across the midsection of the country, but the moon was a little bit smaller than it appears here. So that moon didn't cover, well, it did cover the sun, but the totality didn't last that long. It only lasted about 2.5 minutes at most. This one today, and we're going to probably start to time it when it happens, but it should last a full 3.5 minutes, and on either end, you'll see phenomena like the Bailey's beads and the possibly the solar corona as this eclipse happens. I'm hoping to see the diamond ring. I'm not, you know, we're almost there, but not quite. Mm-hmm. And then when we go totally dark, it's going to get really exciting because the clouds have thinned here enough so that it will be dark. And when it's dark, things like streetlights go on, but really coolly, neatly, is that stars will start to shine and we'll be able to see planets and we'll be able to see, you know, all kinds of things in the sky that we wouldn't ever see at 3:30 in the afternoon or so. The other thing that, if we're lucky, if you look at where the sun is right now and to the left-hand side, upper left-hand side, when it gets dark, you'll see the planet Jupiter. And if you look to the left of Jupiter, what you'll see, maybe, is that Devil Comet that is up there. It has two tails. That's why they call it a Devil's Comet. And it should be just to the left of Jupiter. So left of the sun and then left of Jupiter may be a greenish-white comet that will hopefully be appearing in the sky. The clouds are up there, but it's, I think, clear enough now that we should really be in the catbird seat, and we should definitely be able to see some really interesting stuff.
It seems like there's a lot for us to keep track of in just 3 minutes.
Should we be able to see those with our bare eyes?
What's going to happen is the moment you see the diamond ring effect, or the moment actually you can't see anything, then you can take your goggles or glasses off.
Oh, great.
And then you can look for those things we were talking about. So it looks right now like we've got a clear patch up there, and it looks like it's going to last through the totality at least before those really thick clouds come in from the southwest. So we have timed this thing out, I mean, perfectly. Mother Nature is really going to, you know, get big paycheck after this.
It is incredibly rare for weather to be this nice this time of year up here. You know that better than anybody.
Well, think about last Saturday.
Yeah, I don't want to.
8 to 12 inches of snow, and if you look at the forecast, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, it looks like rain and maybe some snow mixed in, and it's going to last all that period of time. And it's because of a couple of things, but number one, we have kind of like a blocking pattern to our east over near Greenland, and it's not letting storm systems easily move from west to east. And so we got into an area of high pressure the day before yesterday, but because the atmosphere is changing so slowly, we've kept these clear skies right through probably into early morning hours of Monday, tomorrow, before we actually start to really see those clouds thicken and rain develop. So, yeah.
317 on WAMC. We are broadcasting live from Totality and Tupper in Tupper Lake, New York. And there's really just a sliver of the sun left that's visible right now. We're getting closer to, in the next few minutes, totality when, as Gibbs says, the moon will go completely in front of the sun. And I have to say, it's gotten noticeably colder here. And yep. I'm peering below my special glasses right now, and the ground looks so much different. Like, if you were just out here, you wouldn't necessarily need sunglasses right now, given how bright it is.
But we have all day up to now.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, look, of course it's changing.
Yeah, look how dim it is out there. Even though the shadows are still strong, the light that's producing those shadows is much dimmer. So that's really cool. And, of course, that's part of why it's getting colder and colder. So we might need our jackets on before this is over.
One step ahead of you.
I think you and I are Adirondackers. We can get through 3 minutes of cold, right?
Yeah.
We're North Country folks.
Oh, yeah.
I saw somebody earlier looking at shadows through a colander. Right now, if they were doing that, would they see what we're seeing in the sky, the partial shadow?
Yeah, what they'll see is a partial shadow multiplied by about 60 times.
Right.
And you put that on a sheet of paper. That works just like the pinhole cameras. And we were making those inside earlier today and, of course, yesterday. solar viewing boxes, and that's a really safe way of looking at an eclipse, because you never look at the sun directly. You're only seeing the image in the bottom of the box, so that works out pretty nicely. We had so many people, I don't know, we had hundreds of people between yesterday and today doing all these different demonstrations that we were doing inside. So it was really nice when once 1 o'clock came around and we started to put things away inside. It was nice to get outside because I've been inside for the last 2 days.
Thinking about the sun so much but never seeing it.
Yeah, absolutely. So, but it's really good. I can't say enough, though, about Seth McGowan, who has he's worked tirelessly for, I guess, close to 2 years putting this whole thing together. And it really has come together in an amazing way. It's so well organized. You know, people, the expectations are all there. People are happy. You know, they're well fed.
Yeah, there's some food trucks at the other side of the field. The lines have been long since about lunchtime, but not too long, manageable.
Yeah, I don't remember ever seeing this many people in Tupper Lake in the middle of the afternoon at any time of year.
Yeah.
It's just amazing. But look how thin that is now.
Yeah.
It's just one.
It looks
arc.
Like a fingernail.
And what time is it right now? Do you have
it's 3:20.
3:20. Okay, so we got probably 3.5 minutes to 4 minutes before we have totality. And at that point, it's going to go dark. And hopefully the sky is clear enough that we might see some planets up there, maybe Jupiter and Saturn at least, and then we'll also see around the sun the corona, the atmosphere of the sun, which is kind of a mysterious thing, because the atmosphere of the sun is actually hotter than the surface of the sun. So if
because heat rises.
No. Well,
no, I know. I'm kidding. I know that's wrong. Please hold your letters.
No, it's really an amazing thing, and science has not quite figured that out yet. The other thing is that we are looking at a very stormy time on the sun. The reports of
sunspots.
Northern lights.
Oh, okay.
And that is caused by sunspots, and there have been a lot more disturbances on the sun causing these things than normal. And then back in 2017, the sun was kind of quiet, but we still saw some what they call prominences coming off the sun. So I'm hoping that when we get to totality for that 3 minutes or so that we have to look, we'll be able to see not only the corona, the atmosphere of the sun, but we'll be able to see some of these prominences or explosions coming off the side of the sun. So
it's getting eerie here on the ground.
It's
dark. It seems like if you were
people are excited
playing
in
the yard, you'd be called in right now for dinner. It's dark.
I'm losing my glasses here just at the time when I want to make sure that I see. I'm looking for the Bailey's beads.
Okay.
And then very, very shortly, about 3:20, 4 rather.
It's 3:22 now, yeah.
Okay, we should see the diamond ring effect.
And will it be momentary?
It'll be, yes. It'll be a little flash of light.
Okay.
And then, oh my goodness, the people are going crazy down there.
Yeah, there's so
much anticipation for this moment.
Absolutely.
And so much planning by organizers. The universe didn't plan it, but
yeah, Seth
did.
The Adirondack Sky Center and Observatory they've worked their tails off getting this thing going, and I'll tell you, it's an incredible job. I just do a little bit of this and a little bit of that, mostly teaching stuff.
Yeah.
But they've done the organizing and the planning and all these signs and great big TVs, ties in with NASA. That's hours and hours and hours of work, and I know poor Seth has probably had that phone ringing since back in June.
Yeah, probably.
I can't even, I know I keep saying this, but it is, when you look outside of the glasses, the sun is down to a sliver now. It's 3:23. Yep. The ground is like something I've really never seen.
It's like Times Square at midnight.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's exactly, yeah, very good, very good. Yeah, in about another, maybe a minute, maybe less.
Yeah, within a minute, I think, because it's 3:23:33 right now.
Oh, okay, yeah. Less than that, less than a minute.
How long will it be okay to take the glasses off and just see the darkness?
Okay.
About 3 minutes?
It would probably, up to 3.5, but you want to, the moment it gets dark, we're getting close.
We're getting close.
It's like the last embers of a wick right now.
Yeah, looking at the sun. Very little soldering point of a sun in the sky at the moment.
You can hear the screams.
There's a lot of cheering. Kids here of all ages, I would say, toddlers to definitely through high school.
Oh, yeah.
And they've been, some high schoolers are volunteering and running things, and it's excellent.
It's getting close.
It's getting really
goodness.
Close.
I can see why people used to freak out for this.
Yep. look for the belly beads. Look. I think we got them. We got the belly beads.
Okay.
We got him.
If you say so.
The sun is gone.
Yeah.
It's gone.
Oh my God. Now look up there.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my God.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh.
We're live on the radio, so we have to put words to it.
Yeah.
It looks like an eclipse.
It is the most incredible thing I have ever seen in my life.
Gib, thank you so much for sharing it with us.
This is amazing.
It might as well be, it's not midnight, but it might as well be late at night right now.
Here's what's happening for people who have, iPhone cameras. My phone is auto-adjusting to make it look brighter than it is.
Look at those streamers. Whoa. Oh, look.
There's a star.
That's a star. There's Jupiter up there.
That's Jupiter.
Oh, my goodness.
Point of light.
Oh, my goodness.
I can't believe how uncloudy it is.
It is just perfect.
It's stunning. It takes your breath away.
It's really amazing. And Gib, your dog isn't doing anything but resting. So
she's pretty chill. I'll tell you.
She's sweet.
But yeah, she's a rescue from Elmore SPCA over in Peru, and she was abused and mistreated, and we put 20 pounds on her when we got her.
Yeah.
And but yeah, this is just.
She's having an exciting day like the rest of us right now.
Yeah.
If you're just joining us, it's eclipse time in northern New York.
We are in totality in Tupper.
Oh,
literally.
Feel that temperature change.
Yeah.
Yeah, my hands gotten cold.
That is unbelievable.
It does look like a sunset to that side of the sky.
Yeah, over the hills.
It's still reaching past the shadow.
You can see, the lower left? There's something sticking right out there. That is a huge prominence of some kind.
It looks like if someone had a laser pointer on the lower kind of
7 o'clock
on the.
I can't
believe this.
I can't wait until we see some of those telescope pictures.
Yeah.
Because they will be the ones that will show. Wow, look at that.
I see a star to the right.
We see a star.
And see
Jupiter.
The left.
There's a plane flying over there.
And the sky is, it's past dusk.
Definitely.
If you were regular day.
Can you see the lower left side? You see that kind of orangey red section?
Yes.
That is phenomenal. That's a huge explosion on the sun. It might be.
Should we be worried?
No. Well, no, they happen all the time, but it could be what's called a coronal mass ejection. And that produces northern lights and that kind of thing. But this is unbelievable.
No surprise here. I've been wearing the special glasses for the last hour and 20 minutes.
Yeah.
They don't do anything now because there's no sun.
There is no sun at all.
That's right. It does completely.
That is amazing. What do you think? You see that lower left-hand side of the sun? See that orangey-looking thing?
Now speaking to the gathered folks.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, you're great. I'm just telling the people who you're talking to. It makes perfect sense to do so. What do you think, Daisy?
This is the best lighting we've had all day.
You look gorgeous.
Oh, I can't believe this.
And now the sky is changing. You can see it's getting a bluer again and a little lighter as the moon continues passing. More of the bottom of the sun is now visible.
Oh, there it is, the diamond ring! The diamond ring!
Oh, wow.
We got it.
We had the effect.
We did.
That's so bright.
It's coming back.
Oh.
It's going to be the it's going to be like when day rises in an old Looney Tunes cartoon and it's just like zoop.
And now the field is getting brighter again.
Put your glasses back on.
Okay.
Now you can see the bottom of the sun through the glasses.
I'm sorry.
No, you're great. I wanted to make sure you were all right.
Oh yeah. Just like
No, I'm thrilled. Just,
I'm glad you're here, Gib, to put our emotion into words, because I think we failed.
We did a bad job.
We did not do it justice. It was so cool.
Oh, this is just...
I cannot believe that.
Oh, look at that.
I know. It got really chilly.
And now if it does look like if you got up for sunrise in Tupper Lake, the field is starting to brighten again. And you can see there's different...
We're on the live feed. It probably was captured there.
Yeah,
that's
people
great.
On Facebook Live saw that the colors completely changed within a five-minute span.
That is just amazing. Now we're just going to see that moon continue to pass over the surface of the sun, more and more and more sunlight. And then finally, at about 4:30, the moon will have completely passed the sun, and we'll go on with our day.
This was totality. We did it.
Thank you, the universe.
And we did it with clear skies on a relatively cloudy day everywhere else. It's just...
We really lucked
just
out.
Just amazing. Wow.
Yeah. That was so incredible.
It was quick, but it was long enough to think about what was happening.
Yeah.
It was long enough for it to soak in.
Yeah.
I'm gonna check my camera there.
You got the diamond ring. That's cool.
Wow.
We're looking at Gibb's photos they took with his phone.
Yeah. And if you're picturing a diamond ring, the bright diamond is actually on the bottom, not the top.
Yeah.
When the moon passed by, we got the glimpse of the sun coming back, and
yeah.
Now the field is getting bright again, and I think people are... I think they're as stunned as I am.
They're talking about it.
Oh, it's
they're
just,
being like, remember it, a minute ago. They're
just
looking at what pictures they got.
Yeah. Stunning.
Daisy, and you did great.
So now the path of totality continues up through Vermont and Maine, and that's the end.
And then what happens is you kind of run out of the shadow, because what's happening is the Earth is turning, and then the moon is moving, and so you get a stripe of about maybe 100 miles wide and maybe 2,000 to 3,000 miles long, and it starts out as a point, and it gets wider, and in Texas, where it's raining, it's probably 4 minutes wide. I mean, the eclipse is 4 minutes long, and then as you get further and further north and east, it gets shorter and shorter, and they'll finally get off the Atlantic Ocean and it disappears. So.
Absolutely incredible. What are your plans for the rest of your day?
I think my young lady over here, Marilyn, is going to take me out to dinner.
Ooh.
We're going to go to Amato's. We made reservations a year ago.
I bet you did.
And so we're going to look forward to that. So
sunchokes, tequila sunrise, what else?
Definitely a glass of wine. But no, that was, I can't even put it into words.
Let me ask you, because you've spent your life talking about, you know, meteorology and the weather and phenomena. How did it feel?
Oh, boy. From the very, like 3 or 4 weeks ago, we were trying to forecast the weather for this thing. And, of course, you're using long-term models, and, they may be accurate, but, you don't want to put a lot of credence. But there was a pattern that was developing 2 weeks ago, and it got stronger and stronger, and it showed up on different models. And it was one of those things where you keep your fingers crossed that it all holds together. And we saw those clouds coming in this morning, and they were high, thin clouds, and they weren't going to be a big problem, but you would not have seen all of that, what we just saw.
Right.
And then the skies cleared up, and holy cow, it was just amazing.
Would you say this was as close to what you could expect for the ideal of an experience of a solar eclipse?
For
me, it was more than I expected.
Oh, really?
It was blew me away, because, I've seen lots and lots of pictures of this, corona and the totality and prominences and everything else, but never in my life did I ever see or think I would see the actual thing, and it was huge. And it was clear, and you saw prominences, and the stars came out, and all the things that people that have seen these things have said, you think, well, maybe if I see one or two of those things. But we saw them all, but it got dark, it got cold, and skies cleared.
It's still a little chilly.
Yeah, it's not totally warm yet. Yep. Have you ever thought about traveling to see one, or are you just waiting for it to come to your backyard?
People do that.
Yes.
People go to, 10 or 15 in the lifetime. But the next one is going to be in the United States 20 years from now. I might try to see that, but I'm going to be 95 years old, so I might have my wheelchair.
Gib, I wish it to you.
we'll see what happens. I'm not 100% sure, but having seen that, it's like shaboom, done.
It occurs to me, though, because there's so much tourism around, especially this event for Northern New York and parts of Vermont that, we planned for years and years for this particular 5 minutes, and it was incredible. But there are a lot of people who, I've talked to today who are seeing seeing eclipses, again and again and again, and traveling.
Yep.
Sarah and I were trying to get our bearings for this show and did some research. So we know that eclipses happen once every 18 months. Now,
but they're mostly
The ocean. They're wasted on the waters. So if you want to see them, you do have to really plan to get them over land.
There's two types of eclipse. The lunar eclipse is much more common than the solar eclipse for two reasons. The biggest reason is that the Earth has a bigger shadow. And so when the Earth makes a shadow on the moon, the whole moon goes and, everybody sees it, basically.
Right. Yeah.
On this. The shadow of the moon makes a little tiny point, and they call it the umbra. And that darkest shadow, the umbra, makes a little, basically a dot on the Earth, and then the Earth turns underneath it over that duration where the moon is in front of the sun. And so to have that happen right over the top of us in Tupper Lake, it's amazing. So if I never see another full eclipse in my life,
you're good. You've got this one under your belt.
Yep. Let's bottle up this Zen. It was so great.
Oh, it was. It was. It's coming back, and it's getting,
it's becoming like day again.
Yeah. Where are we? Well, the moon is still pretty much the main culprit up there. The sun
it is.
Now the crescent is on the bottom part. The moon came in from the lower right.
Yep.
And eclipsed the sun, as we were saying, and now. It's moving past that, and we're getting more of the sun with every second now.
Yep.
And people are
starting to warm up a little bit.
Yeah. And people are leaving.
and then some are leaving. Yeah. Let's hope they can actually get. I'm looking at the main road up there, and it's just not moving.
Yeah.
So.
Oh right.
That's Route 3.
Those cars aren't parked.
Those are parked cars, but there were other ones down there.
Okay.
That were. That way.
Yeah, we all know right. The traffic is definitely going to be
it's okay.
Intense for the
on
next
it.
Little while.
We're ready. We've got beverages and we're okay.
Yep.
Beverages and playlists.
I have to go back inside in a few minutes to clean up the mess that I made from my lab activities. We had such a good time. We had probably 200, maybe 250 participants with our different labs that we were doing.
Yeah.
They had to calculate the diameter of the sun with one of those cereal boxes. And then when they had to figure out the orbits, the paths of the sun and the moon, and they had to calculate the time today that the sun and moon eclipsed.
Right. So. And then report that to you? Give them a grade?
That was a fun thing. I didn't have to take any homework home.
Oh, God.
So, but no, it was good.
People have been coming up to you since you've been hanging out with us saying thank you for that and hi, Gib. And you're very famous around here, huh?
Well, I've been very fortunate. I grew up in Brooklyn, New York. And I came up here and it was like somebody opened up a window and let in the fresh air. I never went home. Honestly, never went home. So. It's the people, mostly. I mean, everything is beautiful here, but the people are just wonderful. They've been so supportive all the way back to students I had at Peru High School back in 1972.
So you were always teaching while you were our meteorologist as well?
Yeah.
Why was it important to you to do both jobs?
Crazy. Well, I didn't know how long the TV job would work.
Oh, okay.
And I had a lot more security in teaching. Plus, I love teaching, and it was great. And then, my kids came along and, I kept teaching and then going. I was doing mainly weekend meteorology and then doing, anytime they needed a backup or something like that, I would go in and cover. So I worked a lot of hours, but it was always fun. And, I was working most in both places, school and TV, with basically friends.
Great.
And when it's like that, it's not work anymore.
That's right. So. Right, Ian? Working with friends, right? Right.
I have a new perspective on all of it right now.
Yeah. All right, Gib. I think that we can let you go.
Okay.
And well, we thank you so much for sharing Totality with us.
It has been a blast.
Thank you.
So thank you very much for coming up here and sharing this with us at Tupper Lake.
We wouldn't have missed it.
Thank you.
Okay.
We will return with WAMC's broadcast from Totality and Tupper after this break.
Support for WAMC comes from MKC Kitchen Cabinets, Inc., Troy, offering a range of cabinetry, including showplace cabinetry, countertops, design services, and showroom, mkckitchens.com. East Branch Studio, featuring home energy consultations and net-zero-ready custom and pre-designed East Branch homes, eastbranchstudio.com. And the Linda, WAMC's Performing Arts Studio, presenting Memories of Patsy, the Patsy Cline Tribute, April 19th. Tickets and information at thelinda.org.
It's 3:41. We are past totality, but the solar eclipse is continuing here in Tupper Lake. I'm Ian Pickus, and you're listening to WAMC.
And I'm Sarah LeDuc, and I am still holding my glasses up and staring at the sun with the crescent, as we mentioned before our last break, now being on the opposite side from where it was when the eclipse began. How long ago? A little over an hour ago?
About 2:12, I think. I put the glasses on for good.
An hour and a half ago. Yeah, and then how did you look around and see anything else?
I bifocaled.
You bifocaled. Good job. I need you
to stop. I was thinking Ben Franklin.
I need you to stop staring at the sun and talk to me.
Sorry, I'm just so captivated.
I know, I understand. We are, just so you can have a little inside shop, we are waiting for our next guest to come, who is probably being stopped on her way and asked many questions about eclipses in totality in Tupper, but she should be here shortly, as soon as she is. We will, of course, begin speaking with her. This has been absolutely amazing. We are set up next to the NASA tent. Let's paint the picture of the scene.
We're in a sports field.
We are
and to
it.
Our left, there are about probably 30 people with every type of telescope and instrument you could imagine. And they've been here. They were here before we got here. They were setting up shop. I mentioned on Instagram, I thought it reminded me of the tapers at a Dead show. They have their spot and they're aiming their thing, and they are going to get their version of this down. We also have the schools in front of us, and these are normally athletic fields and playgrounds, and there are families, as far as you can see, that people made a picnic out of it. They made a day out of it. And then we've got to our right the correspondence with NASA and a big screen on the other side where we have been seeing updates from throughout the day from other places as they experience totality. So it was just an amazing few minutes during the totality. You could hear kind of a hush and an excitement come over the crowd. And we all experienced it together, and we had a clear view of it. If you were listening a few minutes ago, I think you heard Gibbs' unbridled enthusiasm as it was taking place. And I'm so glad he was with us, because I lost my words.
You were at a loss. You were you were really stunned.
And also, I've seen video of it, and I kind of, you know, you
thought you
you know
got
what
it.
To expect, and then it happens, and you're like, this is insane.
No, it really is. Like, as everybody did tell us ahead of time, just to have it captured in a photograph, you think you get what it's going to be like in real life. It's going to be dark instead of light, with light around it. And it was staggering. I mean, it was absolutely a phenomenon.
I grabbed your knee.
I
apologize.
No, it's okay. It's all right.
I was holding on. Okay. So cool.
All right.
And it's still happening.
It is still happening.
Let's not lose sight of the fact that half of the sun is still covered by the moon right now.
All right. And our guest has joined us. I can tell him. Is your headphone volume is too high?
Too high, too volume. Yeah.
Okay. And could you also bring your mic right in front of your mouth?
There you go.
Perfect. Thank you very much. Elaine Fortin is on the board of the Adirondack Sky Center and Observatory. She's a NASA JPL Solar System Ambassador, an amateur astronomer, software engineer, and former employee of the Harvard-Smithsonian Center for Astrophysics. So extremely brainy. Elaine, welcome. Thank you for being here.
Well, thank you for inviting us and coming here and setting yourselves up, too.
We're so happy to be here. How was totality for you?
It was a surprise. You know, I've been talking about this and I've been playing videos of this to so many people. But until you see it for yourself, it's just something very, very different. I had heard awe-inspiring, life-changing, very, very spiritual. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, I couldn't put any of those words on it.
Okay.
It was a little more of a surprise because it looked big. To me, it looked big, and I've been telling people for months, it's the size of a pea. And I say, hold your hand up at the end of your arm and put your fingers the size of a pea.
Yeah.
That is as big as it got. But when you're not holding it and you're looking up, it looks huge.
You're right. I hadn't thought of that either, but it did seem a lot bigger than it was before the eclipse. Than the sun.
We've never, ever seen anything like this with our eyes. TV screens don't do it justice.
No. I was thinking about how many, you know, you go to work or whatever, you don't really think about the sun that much, and you get out of whatever you're doing at night, and the moon's there, you don't think about it that much.
I think about the sun a lot,
but I take your point. Well, right. Aside from having to put the sunscreen on, but they lined up, and then suddenly that was the only thing you could think about. It was incredible.
Yeah.
What have you been doing throughout the Totality and Tupper weekend?
Here, I've been doing an activity called Why Do Eclipses Not Happen Every Month?
Okay.
Because it was, people really do it, and they'll come up to me at the booth and say, how come?
Yeah.
It's a very common question. And, of course, it has to do with the tilt of the moon's orbit to the ecliptic path of the Earth is going along, and the fact that tilt, it wobbles around. It's not always like east to west, west to east, north to south. It's not. It has a dance,
okay.
And it's actually a dance that repeats every 8.8 years. So this is something that we, as people living in the age that we are living, don't ever recognize that the moon is doing that. Because all we ever do is once in a while we look out at the moon and then I see the man in the moon, I can see it. Oh, it's cool tonight.
Well, it must be full. It's really bright.
Yeah, full is full.
Yeah.
But full isn't always the same. It's full and it tilts. Sometimes the eyes are kind of at one slant and sometimes they're at a different slant. And all of that has to do with that tilt and the wobble of the motion of the moon around in its orbit around the Earth, and our predecessors, I mean, like thousands of years ago,
right,
understood that because they looked at the sky a lot more than we do. So
you said the dance repeats every
8.8 years.
8.8 years.
Yes. To us, mm-hmm.
And timeline won't change based on the life cycle of the sun or anything like that.
Now that's a heavy question.
It's a big one.
Yeah,
and I
sure
won't
don't
understand
know.
The
no,
answer.
No, I don't know that it won't change. I expect it will change because the moon is receding from us and only a couple of centimeters a year. But within, they're saying about 2 million years, there will never be another total solar eclipse because it will be out of it'll be too far away. It'll never completely cover the sun.
Well, but it might be a little bead moving across that we
can see. It will be small. It's like an annular eclipse like we had here in October.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll look like that.
It's 3:48, and if you're just joining our special live broadcast, we are at Totality and Tupper. Totality has happened.
Yeah.
And now the sun is about halfway back to its normal-looking sun as the moon passes in front of it, at least from our perspective.
Right, from where we are sitting.
This is still a little bit, it's still a partial, isn't it?
Yeah, it's partial. I'm keeping the glasses on just to be safe. You had some, you were set up on the other side of the field from us, and you had some hands-on things that you were showing people today. What were you explaining about how they interact with today's eclipse?
The I had a sheet, a white bed sheet, spread out on in front of my booth, and at various times, once the eclipse had started here, I had my steamer from my kitchen, and I went over and I focused it. I had to raise it and lower it, having the light go through the holes and watching the eclipse through each of the little holes, and that was cool. I got some pictures of that. But there was a thing that I got and nobody else here saw that I was prepared for, but everybody else was looking up. And that was when the shadow bands came across. I saw them and I videoed it.
Oh,
so
great.
I'm hoping we can load that up to our the observatory's website.
Yeah,
so
that sure
It's a rarity. Sometimes they they're sharper than others depending on the eclipse, but I captured it.
And what was what did it look like? What were they specifically?
It just looked like shimmers of light, just shimmers. And it's not when they say shadow bands, I expected like bands, like stripes, but it wasn't. It was just like everything shimmering like that.
Awesome.
Yeah, in the darkness.
Elaine Fortin, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah.
It's been an honor to meet you and to hang out with you today, and we really appreciate your time.
Well, thank you. You're most welcome.
Thank you for being part of our special show here.
Yeah, well, wouldn't have missed it for anything.
All right. We are almost out of time, but we do have one more guest before we wrap up. A huge part of the Adirondack Sky Center and Observatory's mission is to provide education to and inspiration for young scientists. Rachel Sorensen is a senior at Tupper Lake Middle High School and has been busy all weekend getting getting eclipse officials where they need to be. No surprise, she's on the honor roll, but don't make a big deal about it. She's also a green teen, and she joins us now. Hi, Rachel. How's it going?
Good. Hi. I'm so happy to be here.
Well, great. It's been awesome meeting you and seeing you wrangle VIPs all day. You've had a lot of important work to do.
I did.
So many people talked about how this was a like an educational opportunity, especially with the mission with the Adirondack Sky Center. So as a student, how did you take in the eclipse? What did you think?
Oh, man. I mean, I watched a bunch of presentations today, and I've learned so much. I feel like I've learned more now than I have been in school. Like, I've learned so much. And I think one of the best moments I had today, I was in line getting my mac and cheese, and I met a complete somebody I had not known, and he was from Florida, and he traveled all this way, and we had a great conversation, and I learned so much from him. So it was just, it was wild.
Do you have friends and family here on the field today?
I do, yes. I spent it with my best friend.
Great. That's awesome. And what were you, what made you volunteer and help out everybody at the Sky Center today? Why are you so, why are you so
why are
involved?
You so good?
Why are you so good? Why are you so involved in this excellent event?
So last summer, my friends and I became really obsessed with star watching, and we would just go to the observatory all the time. And I've known Mr. McGowan. He was my superintendent when I was in school. And he would see us going down all the time because we would go after hours when all the people were gone.
Okay.
And he started giving us tours with the little laser pointer. And so we got really private show, and it was great. And yeah, I think I started taking astronomy this year, and I just fell in love with it. Now I want to do as much as I can to make everybody else fall in love with it the way that I am.
What is it about it that you love?
I think it's the community, because the sky is everywhere. Everybody sees the sky, and it's kind of just this connecting factor, because all of these people traveled here to be under this particular spot. And it's like, it's just great because we have our community here, but having everybody together and welcomed. It was just such a great feeling to have everybody here.
It was very democratizing. Let me put this question to both of you. Sarah is originally from this area, and Rachel, you obviously are from here now. How do you think the region did with its moment in the sun and then not in the sun?
It feels like it's been handled very well.
Yeah, I feel like
I mean, we haven't made it out of the area yet.
That's true.
Yeah.
Traffic is part of busy events. You just have to breathe through it.
I agree. I think that all the planning did pay off, and I think that it was really, really well organized.
Yeah, no, Seth did an amazing job, and he's been, when we had him on earlier in the broadcast, he was touting the incredible work of all the volunteers and students, so he's incredibly thrilled too.
It took every single person, every single hand.
So will you continue on in astronomy after you graduate?
Yeah, so I'm in an elective right now, and I used to take classes when I was younger. I'm hoping that when I go to Keuka College in the fall, that there will be some sort of course that I can do there.
I'm sure there will be. How did you pick Keuka?
I was campus hunting, and then we visited, and I fell in love with it. It's right on the lake, and I just, it was the spot.
It's funny that, you, I mean, you mentioned that, because in Albany, there's plenty of water around, but not like that direct access to lakes, and you do miss it if you move away.
I think part of it is that it's, I think part of it is that we live here in the Adirondacks, but I wanted to get away a little bit and like experience a little bit different life, and that lake is just comforting. So it's like a little bit in the city, but also you still have that comfort of home and trees and I just fell in love with it.
You have thought it through a lot more than I did. Good job, Rachel.
So before we wrap up our broadcast, I want to give everyone a tough one. And I'll try to come up with an answer too. But what will be your lasting memory from today, the total solar eclipse, when you think back on this?
Well, I want to remember the way it looked and felt, but that lasted so much less time than the camaraderie and like partnership of doing the broadcast. So time
the
will
remote
tell,
broadcast was the eclipse all along.
You were in the way of my sunshine the whole time, man.
I looked at the ground. That was because I happen to be short, but also just the way my glasses are sitting. But that will stay in my mind how unsettling it was
when
the sun
night.
Dropped out. That was very, very strange.
How about you, Rachel?
I think that it was just, I really feel like it was just the people. I just met so many new people, and the event was short, but I mean, specifically during the event, just the time that it took to get dark and then to change, just, I feel like it just represents us so much. We're changing, and we're in a community that is changing and adapting so much, and it was just amazing.
Well, we can't control the stars. We can't control the planets. We can't control the clock, and we are about out of time here at L.P. Quinn Elementary School in Tupper Lake, New York. A big thank you, 1,000 times thanks to Seth McGowan and everyone at the Adirondack Sky Center and Observatory for being so welcoming today, for joining our live broadcast, for making sure the technology worked.
Yeah.
And you can find out more about them and their mission, AdirondackSkyCenter.org.
Thank you to all of our guests today, to the crew who made this possible on this end, and to our WAMC engineers, Rob Chacone here in Tupper Lake and Zach Malloy back in Albany. Thanks to my spouse, Paul Gallo, for production assistance this afternoon. And thank you to Margaret and Jen Sorensen for putting us up last night and feeding us.
I'm Ian Pickus, and I want to say thank you to Sarah LaDuke, my partner in crime today. It was awesome experiencing this with you, and there's no one else I would have wanted to do it with.
So thank you.
This has been WAMC Northeast Public Radio's live broadcast from Totality and Tupper.
Okay, that does it for this episode of the WAMC News Podcast. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time, I'm Ian Pickus.